The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Hour number three, your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And Conan, you've got an update for us on a story that we covered when it first happened a little over a year ago.
It should have been February of last year.
Yes.
And I know
February of last year. There's a song about February of last year.
Don't sing it.
You've got a boyfriend that looks like a girlfriend that I had. And what bathroom do they use, by the way?
They use a porta potty out in the yard.
Good call.
Because no one has ever had any issue with the porta potty. Everyone just uses it, and they just knock.
Single seater.
And you know what? I have a question. When you bring this silly bathroom crap up, Daryl, transgenders have been walking amongst us forever.
No.
What bathrooms have they been using all these years, and why is it now?
The one they're comfortable using.
Exactly. And now, why is it a problem now?
Because
people are making
Republicans are scared of something and Democrats are scared of something else.
This is also correct. They're just and there's probably something else going on that we haven't caught that's going on under the radar that is actually much more important.
Well, I was talking to somebody in North Carolina recently when I was down there for the Libertarian Party of North Carolina State Convention. And a couple of the people in North Carolina were saying that they think that this is sort of the base coat of something else,
mm-hmm.
to where they're like, this isn't the end game. Like, they're just, right. You know, like, putting this down as primer so that in a couple of years they can throw out the real thing of whatever the real agenda is.
That's typically how these laws work, just like the e-cig law we were just talking about. I think it's a precursor to what they really want to accomplish, and that is to tax the crap out of it.
But they
got to create the law first, and then they're going to create the penalty for breaking that law.
And it takes a while to get a regulatory agency set up to do that. I would assume that as far as e-cigs go, they can pretty much use the existing framework, and they just expand it and say, okay, now everything with this must have a tax stamp on it. So you buy your bottle of nicotine juice or vape juice, it's going to have a little seal on, a little tax stamp like everything else.
Yep.
So, Conan, tell us about the guy that was arrested in February of last year.
Okay, we have that video, and we might be able to get a play a couple of seconds, or at least 30 seconds of the guy and what actually took place.
So today,
unionleader.com here in New Hampshire.
Well, don't tell us what happened today, but sort of lay the groundwork about why this video even matters.
Well, if I read the article, it'll tell us why this video really matters. Unionleader.com, court awards $40,000 in damages in Alton, New Hampshire, which is north of us, due to free speech case. Alton. The man who was arrested for disorderly conduct last year at a selectmen's meeting for what one selectman called character assassination has been awarded $42,500 in damages.
All right.
By a federal court judge.
Let's play the video where we're starting about where this man begins to speak to the selectmen. It appears that there's three, possibly four people sitting at this weird oblong sort of oval table in addition to the man that's speaking. Camera set up in sort of the corner of a room.
Is it open?
Yes.
I'm going to start my clock here so I don't get shortchanged in my 5 minutes. My name is Jeffrey Clay, and I'm from Alton. And every time I show up here, it is with my most fervent hope that I'm going to find that you folks have resigned. But you still continue to show an unwillingness to step up to the plate, take responsibility for your poor actions as a selectman, and resign. I'm asking you to do that now. It just takes two words. Stand up. Admit, I take responsibility for all my poor decisions, for my poor actions, for the continued violation of the citizens' rights here in Alton.
Point of the and order, I, is this is character assassination.
And resign. All you have to do is stand up and say.
So one of the men has stood up and is walking away from the table while the speaker says, then just resign. All you have to do is stand up and say, I resign.
Yeah, that was, I resign. Would be a good thing for you to do, to say, I resign. You just stand.
So the man that stood up and walked away has walked outside of the room.
That was David Hussey.
I'll take your word for it. And someone else is calling a point of order. This, again, roughly 30 seconds into his allotted 5 minutes of time.
Correct.
For public comment.
That's important to note that the man has been given 5 minutes to talk, and I'm going to ask you later on what he can actually talk about. As long as he's not throwing gavels at the selectmen or, you know, spouting out profanities, you know, what can he actually talk about? Can he just filibuster? Can he just go up there and read?
Technically speaking, for 5 minutes would not be a filibuster. Filibuster would be taking up longer than your allotted time, or just standing and talking to prevent someone else from talking.
Taking your entire 5 minutes is a way of taking time from everyone else.
No one else.
There is one other guy who shows up afterwards, and I don't know how many other guys show up afterwards in this video, anyways.
So we continue the video.
Stand up and say, I resign.
We have a point of order at this time.
The man that walked outside has now returned into the room and is about to take a seat, and someone is saying that there's a point of order.
It's my understanding.
Have a second on the point.
It's my understanding that this board does not pertain to Robert's rules of order.
Okay. Do you feel that he's violating the...
Do you or do you not go with Robert's rules of order?
Libelous.
We won't answer the questions, right?
Yes. Is the board... feel that the...
So they're saying that he's making libelous statements, which is not factual. When you make a statement that is slander, mm-hmm. if it's an untrue statement to defame someone's character, libel by definition is in print form.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Most select boards in New Hampshire do not follow Robert's Rules of Order. It's discouraged by the organizations that selectmen work with, that you should not do that.
And the New Hampshire legislature uses Mason's Rules of Order, not Roberts.
Right. So while select boards try to keep order, they try not to become, most of them try not to become too stuffy that people's ability to speak and get what's on their mind out is not stifled, and that we don't bog down and hold meetings that go for 3 hours because of point of order, and yeah.
So let's continue this here.
Don is a libelous.
The public needs to hear you do that.
Discussion.
They're just talking over him. They're just making
my tone here.
All in favor of.
They're talking over him. He said, "You just stopped my time, or I'm going to stop my time."
Because of the defamatory statements made by Mr. Clay. Say aye.
Defamatory.
Aye. Opposed. Thank you. Public input's closed.
So they voted unanimously. They voted unanimously to close public input.
And by the way, and another guy shows up after this, too. So, I mean, I guess they didn't close it for everyone. They just closed it for this guy.
And the one guy that's been walking in and out of the room has walked out of the room again.
Just in having strong moral principles, moral uprightness.
I love that the guy's just continuing his statement here.
A personal choice.
And I'm going to turn the volume down on this because there's still stuff going on and he's talking and... At some point here, the police are going to come into the room and arrest the man.
Right.
And the police, there's a police officer that has now walked into the room and is standing next to the man that's speaking.
We citizens pay the price. You want to take your hands off me, please? We citizens pay the price in legal fees for your representation.
This guy's trying to continue his statement. The police officer is pulling his chair away.
Now, Alton deserves better. Audacity is defined as boldness.
And I'm going to, again, mute that. The police officer then grabs his radio. Looks like he...
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting a dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This
is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll jump back into the story here of the man. What's his name? This guy that got arrested?
Jeffrey T. Clay, 57. Of
jump back
Alton.
Into the story of Jeffrey Alton. Clay from Alton, New Hampshire. And the good news for Mr. Clay, who was arrested February of last year. But could you use up to $35,000, whether it's for home repairs, car repairs, pay off some taxes, debt consolidation, maybe you need emergency funds, or for some other reason? Well, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online, LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com right now. And remember, LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but it is not a lender or broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan terms, loan amounts, and other loan details will vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Jeffrey T. Clay, 57, of Alton, New Hampshire, was arrested approximately 40 seconds into the allotted five-minute comment period on February 3, 2015, after asking all the board members to resign. He claimed that they had taken poor actions as selectmen, made poor decisions, and continued violations of the citizens' rights here in Alton. Selectman David Hussey interrupted Clay and called his remarks character assassination and requested a point of order. Hussey left the room for fewer than 5 seconds, and Police Chief Ryan Heath appeared and arrested Clay after apparently trying to calm him down. Laconia District Judge James Carroll later issued a ruling dismissing the charges, writing that the arrest of Clay is found by the court to be a violation of Clay's First Amendment rights of free speech.
Hear, hear.
And now, Chris, you said that select boards are not required to allow public testimony or public comment?
Yeah, so it's interesting. In New Hampshire, there's a lot of rules around how selectmen have to operate in the public eye.
And so, selectmen, for point of clarification, if you will, for people that might not be used to the term, is basically what they call the town councils in New Hampshire.
Yeah. Usually some people describe it as sort of a combination of a mayor plus
many mayors,
a city council. So it's three or five people that are the executive branch of government in a New Hampshire town, not a city.
Right.
And they're elected every 2 years?
3 years.
3 years.
3 year terms.
In Pennsylvania, they would be called township supervisors. In other places, it would be a town council. So, you know, there's various terms across the country for what this is, but it's basically the town council.
Yeah. But selectmen are required to meet, and we're required to meet regularly. We're
post notice of the meeting.
We have to post notice no minutes. Less than 24 hours prior to a meeting. We have to post our minutes. And there are certain cases where you can hold a closed meeting, but those are very restricted by New Hampshire RSA 91A. And that is
being amended. Some of the stuff related to minutes of non-public session is being amended. I know there's a lot of statutes going through the legislature this year, so look for those later this year once they go into effect.
Wait, amended to not be private or to be more private?
Well, I can talk a little bit about that process, too, but we have to meet in public. But we set our own rules. So if we decide that we're going to hold our meeting, we're going to go through, we're going to pay the bills, we're going to look at timesheets, we're going to do all the business that we need to do, and we're not going to have a public comment session. We don't have to.
Now, what if a resident steps up and says, "Hey, wait, well, hold on now. You can't do that."
Then a crankier select board, I guess, could say, "Call our offices and ask to be put on the agenda." But in most cases, people want to come and they want to talk, and they're going to be heard. That's how most select boards. This guy just happened to say some things that were unpopular, and it seems like he really
didn't say anything of how to fix the issue. He just said, "You guys need to resign. You're not doing us any favors. Resign."
Right,
resign,
and
resign.
Maybe he's shown up for 20 consecutive meetings explaining to them what the problems are.
And actually, yes, he has done that. Just that. So we didn't get to actually see, because I don't know where this guy is coming from.
Well, I do. A little bit, because it's kind of buried in the article, but it is down there. His reference remarked, in part, his belief that the board had violated New Hampshire's right-to-know law. That's the 91A I referred to, by holding workshop sessions at odd hours of the day and making decisions during them that were not transparent. So if two selectmen, if you have a board of three and two of them get together at a party and they talk about, we really ought to replace the road grader.
That's unethical?
What that is, that's an illegal meeting.
Right.
It's an illegal meeting subject to FOIA request. And me and Chris were having lunch at a restaurant here in Keene a little over a year ago.
And you started talking politics. And Chris is like, no, you can't go there, you're going to get in trouble.
I'm not a selectman in his town. But another selectman happened to have been at the restaurant and came over to say hi. And so then I jokingly told Chris afterwards, I was like, I'm going to have to file a 91A request to find out about this illegal meeting that was held not only unannounced, but not even in the municipality where you're a selectman.
Yeah. What you guys need to do is share your information. We get one of those tracking apps on your phones so you all know where each other are. So when you go to the shopping center, you know.
I'll tell you,
not to bump in with your buddy.
The local government organization that we work with, I mean, that's what most of the education with selectmen around is, making sure you do not violate 91A. And we have to publish minutes. Now, can we talk about things that are sensitive that shouldn't be said in a public meeting? Absolutely. You can go into what's either called executive session or a non-public meeting, and you can discuss things, but they have to do with five examples, and I can't remember them all, but it's hiring and firing. It can have to do with someone's reputation. It can have to do with terrorism
lawsuits.
Lawsuits or legal actions involving the town. But if I hold one of those meetings, then unless I vote, the board votes to seal the minutes of that meeting, those minutes have to be provided within 72 hours, just like any other meeting.
Right. So these guys, they actually offered a 5-minute allotted time speaking. And so they set the rules because they did that. They couldn't go against, and this is why the guy ended up winning, because they
mostly laid it out. All right, so let's go to the phones. We've got James calling in from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thought.
Well, geez, Daryl, I know what it feels like to be that guy. Just calling in to Free Talk Live for a redress of my grievances with you, only to be filibustered and hung up on.
I have not hung up on you, but if you don't start talking about something, I will.
Right on. I'll be happy to hold since you held on.
All right. I will put you on hold since that's what you've asked for. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. And if you do call in, actually get to your point. Don't complain about being on hold. This is Free Talk Live.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery. Truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Do you love your mom? Well, if you do, Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday. And if you don't, well, Mother's Day is still coming up on Sunday. But if you even tolerate your mom, even the least little bit, you need to show her how much you like her or love her, depending on what your emotion is towards your mother. And one way that you can do that is with the delicious Sherry's berries that she will absolutely love. These things are huge, they're fresh, they're juicy, and they're delicious. And you get to pick the delivery date. So you want mom to get these on Saturday instead of Sunday, get them there a day early, you can do that. You want her to get these things Sunday, you can do that too. Head over to Sherry's Berries. That's berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner. Type in code FTL, as in Free Talk Live. You can get berries starting at $19.99, or you can double the amount of berries for just $10 more. This is an exclusive offer for Free Talk Live listeners. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in code FTL.
So we've got James from Arizona on hold. He requested to go back on hold because he's trying to prove a point. And you know what? James called in a couple of weeks ago, and he teased this question for Conan. And he's never gotten around to it because either someone hangs up on him or he gets out of line and he starts asking, James, you go off the rails, man. You just poke fun at everybody. If you've got a question, and I'm sure that you do, just get to it and I'll try to answer it. I can't wait. James, tell me what you got.
Interrupt because all that BS which you just spoke of is making me mad and angry, and I can't stand BS. It's a form of lying, Conan, and I do not like to be lied to, and I will lose my temper.
I'm not lying to you, man. I want another question.
You want to repose the question I had to you so that you want to hash it out, be my guest, but I should.
I've never heard the question. I'm waiting for the question.
Could you repeat it for us?
Well, I happen to have a very good memory, believe it or not, and I can't remember what the question is bugging you that I asked that you can't remember what I asked. Anyway,
okay.
May I speak to Daryl?
Okay, so talk to Daryl.
Daryl quickly, and then I should like to come back to you, and because I do have a question for you, Conan.
Go ahead and ask Conan your question.
Anyway, basically, Daryl W. Perry, I should like to mention that it is you that banned me from sitting when you're in the first chair. You weren't going to take my calls. That's from you 2 years ago, and I had only just literally started to call Free Talk Live. And it had to do with you saying that I wanted to nuke the Middle East. And I know that because you're so self-righteously anti-war, not to mention you have a megalomaniac complex, you know, Mr. I Want to Change the World, you hated me from day one, even though I've never said I want to bomb the Middle East or bomb Muslims like, again, you attributed to me. Those are sick and despicable thoughts, but I know that because you're not really a minister, you're not going to say you're sorry for having said that about me. So I'm done with you as far as that goes, Daryl. Thanks for taking me on so far. Conan, I'm calling to question your authority, not to mention sanity, because you once couldn't say to me, yeah, 9/11 was not an inside job. Because maybe 15 years from now, somebody will come out and tell the truth about 9/11 being an inside job.
That's typically how these things work. Someone on their deathbed
Okay, one more thing, and I'll let you talk. It's been 15 years since the maybe inside job or not inside job has occurred. Now, a rational human being would admit that it would take, like, thousands and thousands and thousands of people to cover this thing up.
Not necessarily.
The worst time in history.
No, it wouldn't.
It's not what the 9/11 Commission report said. Who did it? You know,
Manhattan Project? How many people actually knew that there were experiments and there was engineering being done on the atom bomb? How many people actually knew that of the 100,000 people?
I'll give you one name that matters.
Who are working on it? Prime example.
I'll give you one name that matters. Stalin, before Truman ordered the dropping of the bombs that were made in New Mexico. Stalin already knew we had them.
Okay, that's one guy.
What is your point?
My point is
9/11 was you didn't answer my question. You obfuscated.
No, you're talking about examples. 100,000 plus people were working on the atom bomb, and none of them knew it. None of them knew it. There might have been a dozen people who actually knew the bomb was being produced.
I get your point. Up until the point that they actually produced the bomb,
correct?
Nobody knew what they were making because I get that. But that's not. That's called a false analogy. Nice try, Conan.
All right.
Because, I thought it was a pretty good one, but that's all right. Come on, James. Oh, this is Chris. I'm just interjecting myself.
I thought Conan's point was pretty good. I have a hard time telling the difference between Chris and Conan. I will never have a problem noticing that. I'm trying to lay off on you, Daryl. Seeing as I don't consider you a minister, and I don't consider you a minister.
You don't consider me a human being, James. Thank you for the call.
When's James going to call up and have something to bash me about? That's what I want to know. I mean,
you mean old gray hair? Old gray head?
Old gray beard? Thank you, LRN chat room. I love that one.
So, Conan, is there anything else on this Alton situation?
Let me go back to that article. I'll tell you what he did. So he got...
He being...
Clay.
Mr. Clay.
From Alton, New Hampshire. He got the original ruling dismissed.
The original ruling was an arrest for, disorderly conduct, I believe?
I know that it was a free speech and a violation of his First Amendment rights.
Yep.
I don't know what they were actually charging him with, but with the help of the ACLU, Clay pursued a damage settlement based on his civil rights on Monday with the aid of the American Civil Liberties Union of New Hampshire and attorney Jared Bedrick of Bedrick Law Offices. The town and Clay agreed to pay $30,000 in damages to Clay, $11,500 to the ACLU New Hampshire, and $917 to Bedrick. The ruling was issued by the U.S. District Court in Concord. The town's attorney, Andrew B. Livernois, could not be reached for comment. The ACLU's Gilles Bissonnette said Clay's victory over the town's charge and the damages awarded to him this week show that as town officials, selectmen must be able to deal with criticism, even harsh words. Our public officials have to tolerate harsh criticisms, Bissonnette said. If you watched the video, and which we did in the beginning or a couple segments ago, his remarks, while stern, were completely peaceful.
And so, his comments were, you should just resign. All you have to do is stand up, apologize for what you've done,
and
say, I resign.
And now, so Chris, I didn't want to get into any details, but have you, as a selectman, run into any harsh criticism that just you went home and you were just a little tear in your eye?
No, not really. I mean, it's, this wasn't so much about, I understand completely where the guy was coming from, because if these guys were holding meetings that weren't available to the public, they were absolutely breaking the law.
Right.
And you just cannot do that. I think that's the biggest thing, you know, that we worry a lot about that. We make sure that what we're doing is completely on board, because we want to run a very open board. You want to be transparent. You want to not be the guy who's accused of doing something behind the public's back.
Correct.
It's not the right way to do it.
It's just you're just a king, just a dictator king when it gets to that level. And by the way, even though these things are open, in a lot of cases that's kind of what it is anyway, especially the big towns here like Keene, where you got city councilmen, 15 of them, or 14 in the, is it 14 in the mayor or 15 in the mayor?
15 plus a mayor plus the city clerk, the city attorney, and the city manager.
Clay said he is glad the case has finally been settled. He's planning to begin attending all selectmen meetings again. Good work, Clay. It's too bad.
I wonder how long until he gets arrested again for telling these people that they should resign. We might talk about that in the closing moments here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. Still time for you and your thoughts here in the closing moments in studio tonight. It's Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And, you know, we've, I think, been sort of teasing this a little bit for about a month or so. Facebook apparently is becoming less personal, and Mark Zuckerberg is not happy. Zuckerberg's sad.
Aww.
Zuckerberg, hover over like, and then wait for the five little things to come up, and then select frowny face. That's how Mark Zuckerberg is feeling right now, because Mark and the people at the NSA and whatever other government agencies that mine your data off of Facebook, they're not happy that you're not sharing personal information as much as you used to.
I thought we did talk about this. Maybe we only talked about it briefly?
I think we mentioned that we were going to talk about it, but we didn't actually wind up talking about
it. He wants it all.
Facebook is terrified about a disturbing, what they consider a disturbing trend about people sharing information about themselves less and less. People are still posting plenty of updates on the site, according to a new report from The Information, but an increasing number of those are about the outside world or links to other sites. That is probably happening because people have more and more connections, many of them from long ago in their lives, and they don't want to see all of their data shared with people from long ago.
You know, that's basically what my link, my feed is. It's nothing but news articles.
But,
and you know what? I'm thinking about actually what's going on with in my friends' minds. So either they're linking me news articles, or when it is something that is personal to them, it's just a picture with, like, no description. It's just a picture or, you know, I think we've come into a certain mindset where we kind of, if it's my friends, they don't really have to say a whole lot about the picture of their kid. It's just like a picture of the kid, and I kind of go from there. And so it is personal information, but there's nothing. There's no description.
Right. And the other thing is it's my newsfeed at least, and open. This is probably if anybody looks at what I post too. I think it's probably up to like 90-95% reposted stuff.
Shares.
Yeah. It's like, wow, that's a really good meme. I'm going to share that.
Do you have rules on how many links, likes, or shares you can put out there during the week? Because I will only save it for the really, really good ones. So I won't share anything. I might share something like once a month. I might do like one like a week.
So that's a personal thing.
That's a personal
limit.
Deterrent, yeah. To keep me from, you know, just spamming the world with, you know, with nonsense.
I try to keep it pertinent, and I think there's a lot of stuff that does come across, but it is back in the day, you know, to go back to the early days. I mean, that's when we did
MySpace.
Actually, yeah, but after MySpace, early days of Facebook, we did actually post things. We wrote down thoughts, or we post even before you could post a picture. You know, that was difficult to do, but you type something, you shared your thoughts, or you asked what was going on, and now we just seem to be in this sort of a cycle of recycling, and I think Zuckerberg ought to be really concerned about that, because after a while it just becomes really pointless to watch.
And it is worrying for Facebook because of a phenomenon that they call context collapse, that is seeing people share less intimate information and instead move to newer and smaller sites like Snapchat or Instagram to do that. Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook, has been encouraging staff to come up with new ways of encouraging personal sharing, according to Bloomberg. Several of the recent additions to Facebook's features are thought to have been a result of that push. The On This Day feature seeks to bring up memories from the same day in previous years, and so to encourage people to share nostalgic updates about themselves. The site has also taken to reminding people about special occasions like Mother's Day so that people post about their relationships, and then they probably also create some things. What was the thing they created a few weeks ago? Siblings Day?
I don't even know, but I know that...
To where, like, I saw people posting about it, and I was like, I've never heard of this thing before.
I know that if he could... This is just like big tobacco. If Zuckerberg could get away with it, he would be creating laws, lobbying D.C. right now, and I'm sure that he is in his own way, to run out of town the Instagrams and the other social media companies out there.
And right. Facebook has added live streaming to their app to where you can now stream video from your phone to your Facebook page.
Let me go all Conan and be a little conspiracy minded. What if the future of Facebook is so tied to our national intelligence organizations?
Oh, so they're
that he is.
They're going to help him. They're going to be like, Zuckerberg, what can we do to help you make Facebook bigger?
No. They're going to him going, you've got to fix this. This has to be fixed right now. We are getting nowhere near the data we used to. And perhaps the U.S. government is actually Facebook's largest client.
Could be.
You know,
could be. Because we know that for things like Facebook and these other social networking sites that you don't pay a fee for, the thing, Facebook is not the product. You are the product.
That's right. You're the buyer.
Facebook is, you know, they're the thing that's selling you, and it's a question of who are they selling you to?
They're the gateway.
Right.
And that's Let's my go point. Back to
Facebook,
the phones.
Facebook is a gateway drug.
We've got Mike in Nevada listening to KTOX. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I got to make it clear.
Back off your phone just a hair. You are way loud.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I dialed 800 instead of 855. I got a free, phone line.
Yeah, so 855, 855-450-3733.
Yeah,
I made that mistake one time myself.
You got some sex toys coming your way?
Dial 800 and the same number, okay?
Yeah,
and,
don't do that.
Anyway,
it's 855.
Yeah, 855, not 1-800. That's a sex hot, whatever. So anyways, that guy that called in about, last three or four calls. Approaching all you guys, Conan, he sounded like a whack job.
Oh, no.
He wanted a confrontation, and...
Wait, I sounded like a whack job, or he
No,
did?
He's saying the caller.
Yeah, James from Arizona. We don't know what direction. We don't know where his biases stand. He might
James,
just be a troll.
Come out to my address, and I'll kick your ass.
Only if it's consensual combat, hopefully.
And you're wearing boxing gloves, and you upload it to YouTube after you're done.
I'm a retired MP, and no problem.
Okay. I'll be waiting for it. I'll be looking forward to it.
Mike, thanks for the call. Conan, you've got a movie of the week.
I do, and I've had a movie week for 3 weeks because I watched it 3 weeks ago. We're talking about Mad Max Fury Road. IMDb gives it an 8.1 stars out of 10. I really like this one. And, you know, the older I get, the harder it is for me to enjoy movies. A lot of times I'm watching anything and I'm like playing a game.
Right.
On the opposite console or the opposite terminal. And because I don't really, because I've seen it all. I've seen it all. And this Mad Max Fury Road is definitely... was built, shaped, created, directed it's by the same guy. He does all the other Mad Max. Let me get his name real quick. The director. It is shaped in the same mold, but they just took it to the next level. It is all
the same mold there. As what?
All the other Mad Maxes. 1, 2, 3 Mad Max.
I don't think I've ever actually seen. Mad Max, parts of them,
and then the Road Warrior, Mad Max and then, Beyond Thunderdome.
Correct.
Right.
And they're all silly. They've got their outstanding.
That's some good action.
They're outstanding characters that are just otherworldly, and they just couldn't work. And of course, the big thing is that it's always, especially my dad, just
Mel Gibson, right?
Yeah. But no, the fact that they are out of water. And gasoline, and yet, what do you see them doing the entire show? Is they're driving around in their vehicles, and it's just unlimited gasoline. So it doesn't make sense. It's Mad Max. It doesn't make sense, but it's so much fun. They took it to the next level. They got rock and roll. They got metal, and they've got Tom Hardy in it. You know, it's like my favorite actor. Like
who's Tom Hardy?
Hardy is he's an Englishman. I think he's English. He's playing in everything these days. He was in. I don't even know.
That thing with
the thing with the guy, yeah.
He's in everything. Okay. He's kind of a...
He's in Game of Thrones?
Not yet.
Better Call Saul?
Not yet.
Okay, those are the shows I watch.
he's definitely able to take on different roles, and he brings his Tom Hardy persona to the picture.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Okay, but some of the listeners do. The big problem is, even though he was like cast as like the guy... Charlize Theron took it, so it's almost turned into a. I mean, you can make an argument.
Okay, she's super hot.
This is a real pro feminist piece, and you know what? I'm not even mad about that. I thought it was great. Guys, watch it, Mad Max Fury Road.
Apparently, this Tom Hardy guy was in Black Hawk Down.
Yeah,
this is Free Talk Live. We'll be back tomorrow online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all...